This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating a good day, the Doug Steffen way. Hello. I said hello once. Why not say it twice? Once for me, once for Ken Kessler, who's here, Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. And this hour, we go in depth into a current problem, discussion, emphasis on solutions, Ebola, and what you thought of it when it started, even what I thought of it when it all got started. I thought, okay, so this is a local deal. And people who have consciousness, intelligence, they can contain it, deal with it, and it'll be fine. Well, the people who are there don't have any consciousness. They don't have any intelligence. They don't know how to deal because they don't know how to think. They don't really get it. It's so frustrating to the point of anger, the stupidity that's presented, and that's really the only word for it. It hasn't got to do with tradition, I suppose. Maybe you might see it that way. It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not they really get what goes on in the rest of the world. They don't seem to care. They're that naive. They're that misinformed. They're that uneducated that this thing is now up to, what, 2,200, 2,300 people are dead, Kenny? And you can see how it would spread if, in fact, people left the country or if some terrorist wanted to go in there and get it. If people are willing to blow themselves up in the name of Allah or whatever, they certainly would be willing to go in and hug somebody who's got Ebola, get it in their system, and then sneak out and go to as many people as they could, hug them. You could send armies of people in there disguised as workers. You think that's a cynical way of looking at this? No, it's a reality. What are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, where you can reach us at 888-302-3684 should you wish to have a conversation. What sort of things are our listeners, people who are focused on some of the issues, saying about Ebola and whether there's another war we have to fight? It is, in a sense, I suppose, yeah?
Rebecca says, I'm getting tired of all the news outlets giving us hourly updates on the health of a handful of Americans with Ebola while thousands of Africans are infected and dying.
Ah, that's an interesting twist on it. Well, we don't care. The news media doesn't care because it doesn't think that you care. Many people in America, most people, I suppose, go up and down the street. It might be an interesting idea. What do you know about Ebola? Ask people what they know about it, what it is. The way, remember Jay Leno used to do jaywalking? Go out in the street, and others have done the same thing. Howard Stern's famous for it. Go out in the street, ask people questions about things. Normally it has to do with politics or politicians. But in this case, what do you know? Just go on the street and ask, what's Ebola? I'm saying things as I think it through about how ignorant people are in this part of the world because they're allowing this thing to spread. The ignorance put forth or demonstrated by Americans, common, ordinary, everyday things, it's earth-shaking or earth-shattering, isn't it? I mean, maybe not about Ebola, but I think that's maybe something for me to reconsider as I think and talk about this. I keep saying how ignorant those people are. We're pretty damned ignorant ourselves here on many things. All right, so what other comments have you got, Kenny?
Lots of comments like this one. Bob says, couldn't we just give Ebola to ISIS?
Give Ebola a chance. Give Ebola a chance. Give it to ISIS. Go say, who's going to volunteer to get Ebola to send it Or maybe you'd find somebody and just, well, and everybody gets it in the Middle East. All right, but there's a way of concentrating on it. Yeah, okay. What else?
Lots of comments about, and I'll have to look into this more, but lots of comments about Congress refusing the president's request for money for to send for Ebola cure. I guess that happened.
We can spend a lot of money on armaments.
Right.
Military industrial complex, lobbyists are there for that, but there aren't any lobbyists for those who are suffering from Ebola. Ah, great point. Thank you. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the four doctors on our staff here on the Good Day program, gets more in depth, so you'll understand more about Ebola in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Insight Daily Radio.
Pick up your fork and explore the world with National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. More than just a cookbook, it's packed with month-by-month celebrations, tips, photos, do-it-yourself crafts, and food challenges. I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author and chef Barton Seaver, who wants to stretch kids' palates, let them know about sustainability, and get them cooking. Barton, I found there was a real heart to this book with the idea that food connects us to others, especially to our family.
That's true. Food to me was always about that sense of connection. We as individuals are nothing more than the sum of all of the people in our family tree that have come together to give us our life. And so if you have a grandmother who's from Italy and makes pasta by hand, or a father from Mexico who's really into salsas, roasted chipotle and peppers, you know, at some point, those two cultures are going to mix, and you might end up with spaghetti with salsa sauce. And that right there becomes part of your own personal unique heritage. And in this book, I try and offer people suggestions on how to really celebrate that.
And that's where there's a challenge about coming up with your family recipe book.
The challenge in August is, while we have the company of those we love and admire and look up to, is to gather these memories in the form of recipes and to document them, put them together in a book of family recipes that will, you know, instantly become a family heirloom and in a treasured position.
That's National Geographic explorer and chef Barton Seaver speaking about his National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. NGKidsCookbook.com has recipes, food challenges, and more of my discussion with Barton.
For the Doug Steffen Good Day Medical Department, here's Dr. Jack Stockwell. Everett Jackson Stockwell is here with us every week to go through some of the big medical stories. Dr. Stockwell's his website is jackstockwell.com. Read his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. You want to pick up on what's going on. The Ebola update, the CDC director says it's spiraling out of control. The doctor who came back last week, Rick Sacra, apparently in stable condition. There's a fourth American who hasn't been identified yet, who is back getting treatment at Emory in Atlanta. So here we are trying to figure out who to blame for all of this. Now, that's what the West is trying to do. The people there don't even know what they've been confronted with. But what I thought, Jack, was interesting is that the World Health Organization has issued new recommendations which suggest doctors ought to use the blood of Ebola survivors to treat the people who have come down with the disease. And that's sort of, when you give somebody a vaccine, isn't it in the essence of what you're trying to kill? Something?
Well, usually that works with certain kinds of viral elements that aren't a retrovirus like this one. And what this virus does is it's mutating. It mutates almost from one person to the next person to the next person because this virus does not have DNA in it. And so it's affected by the DNA of its
host cells. How
could
it not have DNA in it?
Well, viruses don't have DNA. They have RNA, the messenger part of a DNA structure. So when they get inside of a cell, they rewire the mission of that cell from being a liver cell or a kidney cell into being a viral manufacturing plant. It's the same thing that they discovered back with the AIDS virus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of works, the retrovirus, it doesn't necessarily mean it works backwards, but that's kind of what's going on here. And so this thing is absolutely spreading exponentially in Liberia. And at the same time, President Obama just announced that it's probably never going to be here in America. He just said, we're sending troops over there to help fight this fast-spreading Ebola in Africa. Those guys are going to be bringing it back. And it has spread now exponentially in Liberia. In
but it doesn't, does it or doesn't it spread without contact, without physical contact, getting into the body?
2 years ago, in 2012, in the middle of the year, there was a research group in Canada experimenting with Ebola virus. And they said the one they were working with does spread through the air. And there's all kinds of evidence down there now. This latest doctor who was delivering babies, an American doctor down there for a charity group delivering babies, not anywhere near a supposed infected Ebola patient, now has Ebola. So there, you know, you don't hear so much now. It's only spread through body fluids. They're not saying that as much. They're not coming out and saying it's spread airborne.
Mm-hmm.
But the transmittable aspects of this viral agent is probably more than what they're being told. And one of the dangerous areas in Liberia is a place that was considered clean as of May of this year, now is having several more cases showing up again. And what's happened is a lot of the people, family members, whatever, who left that area when their other family members were sick and dying are now coming back. And they don't seem to be ill themselves, but suddenly it's exploding back in the original areas where it was first discovered back in December and January. So they so the WHO has just, the World Health Organization just thrown their hands in the air and said, listen, you have got to understand what's going on here. Dr. Chan, when she went before the United Nations last week, said, you are not giving this the attention you need to give this. This is exploding exponentially. This is growing faster than we have the means to control it. So I believe eventually it's going to be outside of Africa. And when it is, it will just explode wherever it goes.
So then what happens? And is there a end of mankind as we know it?
No, it could be an epidemic of biblical proportions. Now, I don't mean to get on here and scare anybody, but that, you know, this is the rest of the world is not giving this the attention that it's due because it's over there and it's Africa.
Yeah, nobody cares about Africa.
You know, what do they have? They have oil. So we're over there taking
oil. They don't have any oil in most of these countries except Nigeria.
That's the problem. The oil tankers now will not go into the harbor south of Lagos in Nigeria because they're refusing to drive their boats in to load the Nigerian oil because they don't want to get the Ebola.
All right, what's going on with the flu in the Midwest, early season?
Oh, now that is peculiar, isn't it? You get the symptoms of a little gut infection or a respiratory infection, and then the next day you can't even breathe. And it showed up in all these states. Was it, I think it's Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, almost instantaneously, all across the midsection of the country going laterally from left to right. I look for some kind of food, but we're still talking 636. You've got to be on 636 to build that immune system.
And
you can have free information if you just go to jackstockwell.com and ask for it.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell, jackstockwell.com. Read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. See his advice. A lot of emails go to Jack, and that's as it ought to be. Thank you. Jack 51 after.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
A symphony of sound.
Funky.
That's very funky. Is that the
our buddy over at Merriam Webster?
That's right. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band were number five during this week in 1976. And we go through the big pop hits just for fun for a few moments here. A fifth of Beethoven.
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 Yes, the oven is on.
Makes it sound a little funkier.
So that's number five. Get to number four, which I thought was a great romantic pop hit. I love this song. England Ann and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see it tonight. What a great song this is. Dragon number eight.
See the story in this song.
Not
what?
Funky.
Funky.
No, it's not funky.
We could go walking through Windy Park. Take a drive along the beach.
I just love these corny pop
romantic hits. I hadn't noticed, really.
It really doesn't matter much to me. I'm hung up talking about moving in.
I have not been happier. I don't mind admitting this. I can't tell you the last time. You can tell by listening to me anyway, even though I'm concerned about Charlotte. That has not been overshadowed because it's two different things. But I can't remember a time in my life when I've been happier. And I didn't know what to expect when Meredith moved in. But
here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'll hit the next song.
The next song doesn't fit. Song number two fits. Number three, though. We got to go in order. Number three is Wild Cherry.
Now we're talking.
Play that funky music, baby. Richie loves this. He loves to tell everybody what a white boy I am.
Love this.
This is funky energy.
Yeah, funky. This is funky.
Number three this week in 1976, Wild Cherry. Let's play that funky music. Okay, number two, Back to the Romance. That's a great, another great pop romance song. Lou Rawls was number two during this week in 76. You will never find another love like mine. Richie convinces Sienna to this every night. Crank it up, Richie.
You'll never find. It'll take the end of
the time. Loves that piano.
He had such a great voice.
Ah, perfect voice. He wasn't the... I always get him confused with... Who's the minister? The other black guy that was a great singer.
Al Green?
Al Green, yeah. That was it, yeah.
I get the two of them. I remember when we had Lou
Rawls.
Didn't
we have Lou Rawls? He didn't have anything to say.
No, he didn't have anything to say. Not a word.
It's always the ones you hope are good.
Yeah. He knows how to sing, Richie. Crank it up.
Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby.
Not trying to make you stay.
But I know somehow, someday. Better than Patti LaBelle. She fell asleep on us.
Yeah, it's true. Number one this week, 1976.
Woo!
Shake it, baby. Shake your booty. Number one, AC and the Sunshine Band.
Funky.
Well, yeah, this is funky. What were you doing during this week in 1976? And do you remember all of these tunes? Or do a couple of them stand out more than others?
I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
I wasn't born yet.
Good for you, Jennifer. Shake it, baby. 28 after this is Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastley farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox Coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox Coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Let's not get stuck. Let's keep moving here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, with issues and conversation. 888-302-DOUG on the phone. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Some educational news in our focus as we go in depth here for a good part of this next 13-14 minutes, thinking about what it is that you're sending your children off to do when they go to school today. What are your children going to be doing? What are they going to be learning? Are you involved in the curriculum? Do you know what your students, what your children are going to be studying? More and more parents are getting involved and interested in what's going on in school, but yet way too many people still don't know. They still aren't aware of things. For example, Common Core, the K through 12 academic standards, the debate over these continues. Most of the states in our country that originally adopted them are standing by the standards, even though they are calling them something different. There's a new survey out this week by the Education Commission of all of the states in the country. It's a group, an organization that tracks education policy. It shows that most states, many states, have ditched the name Common Core, but have kept the standards and slapped on a new handle, a new name that doesn't carry as much political freight. Common Core. You've heard it. You know it doesn't work. You know the federal involvement in our educational system doesn't work. 19 states have come up with a new name that includes anything that doesn't have anything to do with Common or Core. In Wyoming, for example, they call it content and performance standards. In Ohio, they call them new learning standards. In Maine, they call them learning results. 43 states have been coerced into adopting the Common Core state standards, which spell out the skills and the knowledge in math and reading that students ought to have all the way from K through 12, kindergarten through graduating from high school. There are four states, Alaska, Nebraska, Texas, and Virginia, that never adopted the Common Core. Minnesota adopted the reading standards only. You realize how this works, right? You know that what the federal government does is take your money, and then they use it to control. They say to the states, okay, we're going to allot X number of dollars for you. All the states get X number of millions of dollars to be used for education, supposedly reform. Remember when George Bush was president, leave no child, what is it called? Left, no child left behind, I think it was, Kenny, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And it was a joke. It was an abuse of money and an abuse of power, because the people that get into the education system at the federal level usually have no, I mean, there's a party connection, usually there's a political reality. Whoever gets appointed to be Secretary of Education, let's say, is some crony of whoever the president is or somebody on his staff. Someone gets appointed, but they don't really know what's going on. They don't really have a background. Tell me, find somebody who's been a recent Secretary of Education, let's say the last three, four administrations, who actually was a superintendent of schools, ran a college, knows something about the inner workings of what children need to know today, and you'll come up with a big fat goose egg, because they aren't there. They're hacks. And the education department is a perfect place to put these people. The only problem is that they get people under them who are advocates. Not that that's any different than what you find in the FDA or the, you know, the other, even in the State Department. Most federal bureaucracies are loaded with people who have an axe to grind. People who have a particular point of view. And in the Common Core circumstance, the things that have been required or things that have been taken apart, for example, physical education and music, things that develop one's body and brain, gonzo, because they don't have advocates, because there's really not anything to sell. Whereas in other disciplines, there are things to sell. Points of view, for example. So we have math. Yeah, all right. Math, something you need to know. Basic skills set aside sometimes by some of these regulators because there are new ways of learning. Remember the new math? How long ago? Kenny, did you learn the new math when you were in school? New math.
I think they called it that, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Anyway, 43 states have adopted the Common Core state standards. Many states changing the name because of the political baggage. And so under the circumstances, this national mania for money, that was great. The original way school systems were run, the states, well, the local government taxes your land. Usually that's how, and then they tell you later on, well, we're going to have a lottery and all the money will go to education. So everybody says, oh, yeah, let's do that. And then the money doesn't go to education. It goes somewhere else. And even throwing money at education doesn't make it better. That's the problem. Whether it's the state government, the federal government, local governments, they all say, let's spend some more money on it. I mean, it's the same thing with the VA. Look at that atrocity, just spending more money on it. Health care, spending more money on it doesn't make it better. Doesn't fix it. You leave the same people there. And these people have become sort of inculcated into the system, and thus it doesn't work. So as you think about this, most everybody has children that are back in school. If you have children of this age, are you thinking about what they're learning? Do you ask them questions when they come home? Do you help them with their homework? Do you understand on your own? A lot of you probably could learn a lot by paying attention to what your children are doing in school. Not only as to what they are learning, but also you might learn yourself. The other side of it is there are some pretty good programs. The other thing that is distressing when you think about the education, or if you learn about it, the education that is provided about American history is very sorely lacking. I remember learning even I went to college from high school, that a lot of the things that were in the high school books, the textbooks, we all thought textbooks, and maybe you still think that, because it's in a textbook, it's right. No, there are a lot of things in textbooks that have been proven over the years to be wrong. And so how is the textbook chosen? Well, there's now a federal panel that suggests to you, you take this and that and the other thing and you ought to learn it. There's a also very interesting reality about what's going on with the money in the schools and how it's being spent. You probably are aware if you have children, especially in the elementary schools, that there are most communities find themselves lacking in enough money to do some of the basic things, paper, pencils, educational tools, books, that sort of thing, curriculum guidelines, lesson plans. That's all part of what the school system is supposed to provide, but it doesn't. So a lot of teachers on their own are going out and finding curriculum. And there is a story that I have become fascinated with. Several people started companies, teachers, who are performing the task that a lot of teachers either aren't able to do or don't want to do. But teachers are paying $49.95 for lesson plans for whatever their grade is to several different companies. A woman who's a teacher, I think she's in New Hampshire or Pennsylvania, I can't remember. I know I talked about her a couple of weeks ago, Kenny. Maybe you remember. It's not important where she's from. The fact that she's making $2 million a year selling lesson plans is, I think, what the story is here. Very articulate, very engaging, late 30s. A lady who just decided, okay, well, this isn't getting done. There's an opportunity. Great entrepreneurial story. Great story about American business and taking advantage of the situation. Okay, so lesson plans haven't been built. The states aren't providing them. Local people are not providing them. So we'll provide them. The teacher will pay for them. And bingo, you're there. So that's what's happened. And so this lady, she continues to teach. And keep herself abreast of whatever it is that's going on, the latest trends. So she develops curriculums, and they're advertised on the web, and she sells them at $49.95. I don't know whether it's a month, I'm not sure, but she made last year, she admits to making $2 million in this business. And why not? But the other side of it is, where the hell is the money going that you're paying in taxes and supposed to be used for education? How much graft and abuse is there? How many layers of bureaucracy are there? On the local level, there's the superintendent. The state level, there's the State Department of Education. The national level, there's the U.S. Department of Education. And it's, where's the money going? Is your child benefiting from all the money that's being taken from you to supposedly educate? And wow, when it gets down, I mentioned phys ed and music a few minutes ago. What an outrage. Andrea Metcalf, who is our special reporter on phys ed, is going to spend some time with us in a moment explaining to you what's going on in the school phys ed department. That's coming right up here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream, and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum. When you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our Merit-Based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this Friday through Sunday, everyone's invited to our fall open house. No membership required. Hurry in to take advantage of savings on top brands like Samsung, Serta, Rubbermaid, and Kellogg's. Plus, get a free health screening valued at $150 this Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. only. Save big this weekend at our fall open house. No membership required. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Health in the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we welcome back Andrea Metcalf, who is one of America's leading fitness experts. She's a celebrity trainer, fitness entrepreneur, one of the most respected and in-demand fitness trainers, workout expert, public speaker, nutrition coach. Man, has she got it going. So I wanted to talk to you about this research done in your home state where the University of Illinois down in Urbana-Champaign, it's actually Champaign-Urbana, recruited 40 8- to 10-year-old boys and girls, half of whom had ADHD. They all took a series of computerized academic and attention tests. Later on one occasion, they sat and read quietly for 20 minutes, and another they walked briskly for 20 minutes. After each test, the children wore caps containing electrodes that recorded electrical activity in the brain. The results should make most people in public education question the wisdom of cutting physical education classes. What do you glean out of this, Andrea? It's sort of like it's meat fodder for what you've been teaching and preaching most of your adult life, right?
I know. It's like, when are we going to really get it? You have great evidence right there that if you just simply walk, your brain is going to work better. And we know even from that recent University of Georgia study that when those kids did 20 to 40 minutes of exercise daily, they felt better about themselves. When you feel better about yourself, you're going to perform better. Everything improves. You know, we have this conversation over the weekend about, you know, what gives kids self-esteem, things they're really good at or things they're appreciated for and noticed. And certainly this is, again, another reason for kids and adults to get up and start walking. It's just it's amazing that we're not putting money into these programs.
Well, the thing that happens, and this is a political thing, the towns used to pay for all the educational opportunity, then the state got involved, and then the feds, and as soon as all these upper layers get involved, we'll give you the money, but you do what we say, and then we become dependent on them. They stop the money for phys ed. It's almost like there's an insidious plot to screw up America, body, physical, the mind, all of these things. And so it's such common sense, Andrea. It must be very frustrating for somebody like you to see the pendulum going the other way.
Yeah, you know, there is a site, PHIT, which is a promotion of trying to get the government signature of petition to get people to get physical education back in the schools, PHIT.org, PHIT. And it's something we have to look at. You know, we now record overweight and obese children, which we never did about 20 years ago. In fact, 16% of 2 to 9-year-olds in this country are obese. Yeah. Which has never happened before. We really have to start somewhere, and you have to start as a good role model. All your listeners, you guys have to be good role models. Get up and walk.
put the physical in education. It sort of makes you wonder, and this is not meant to be a political statement, but with all the focus, Mrs. Obama, for example, is all over phys ed. So why in the world doesn't she get her husband to work the numbers back? So instead of spending so much money on the defense, or if you look at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in our entire system, there's plenty of money for phys ed in the public schools. It's outrageous that we put up with this sort of thing. Check out Andrea's website, AndreaMetcalf.com, and see her article or blog on putting the physical in education. Thank you, Andrea.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone.
And you
and
don't.
You don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
It's a fire, it's a furnace, brainstorm. It could be so nice. Growing old with you.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table 9.
Even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer. I want to grow old with you. Adam is 48 today. Very clever, One of those people who have to grow on you, at least with me anyway. I didn't like him at first. Now I like pretty much everything.
He got a genius. He figured out a formula, and he's able to reinvent that formula all the time, and it's a hit. Bam.
Yep, good for him.
And Chucker, every time he's got a movie coming out, we have the same conversation. Critics hate it, but it's critic-proof.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is. I mean, when his movie Blended with Drew Barrymore, The 13, which came out this summer, critics hated it, but me, my wife, and daughter went to see it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it.
Yep, it's a good time. This is the anniversary, Chucker, of Ted Turner presenting the first of his colorized films. Remember?
Which was the first one?
The first one was Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Yankee Doodle Dandy. All of the things he bought in the old catalog, they have been, how many? Hundreds of them now, right? I never really understood the process and how the heck it works.
But if you remember at that time, he was heavily criticized for doing
something. Oh, he was.
Remember The Wizard of Oz?
People were really opposed to the colorization process. So you don't want to see it, you're going to go see it.
I was just thinking about this the other day. There is a Beatles remaster of the mono tracks coming out on vinyl.
Really?
In the next few weeks. So this is where we went. 20 years ago, we were colorizing classic films, and we were taking mono things and making digitally CDs and stereo. Now they're making remastered mono vinyl copies of the music we originally bought. That's where we come full circle.
Backwards, go around in a circle. Chuck Curry with movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook wants you to know exactly what you're sharing with whom, and its latest feature, Privacy Checkup, will help you do just that. After a successful test run in May, Facebook is now asking all of its users to complete the checkup, which makes you review your privacy settings and double-check your sharing preferences. The checkup covers a handful of different areas. It'll show exactly who can see your posts, which third-party apps you've linked to your account, and what personal information is visible on your profile. None of these privacy features are new to Facebook. They've all been around for at least several months. The point of the checkup is to simplify Facebook's privacy settings, which are known for being overly complicated. Facebook's really trying to make privacy and security easier. If you remember, it tightened the default share setting and unbundled app permissions earlier this year. Make sure your Facebook settings are set up exactly the way you want them. Complete your privacy checkup today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to Shelley Palmer. To learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, hello, Chucker.
And that would mean it's Chucker time.
When you hear the heavy breathing, it's time.
Yeah, hi, Chucker. What do you have for movie news?
Paramount not only has a new Terminator film coming out next summer, but they announced two sequels. One will come out summer 2017. One comes out June 2018. I'm assuming that they like what they see in the dailies of the currently filming film, which will have Arnold Schwarzenegger back as a cyborg character. Good news for the Terminator franchise, although I wish James Cameron, who did the first two Terminators, was directing. He'll be busy directing another three Avatar movies over the next few years. Big TV news item. Doug, AMC has given the green light to a Walking Dead spin-off show that will feature all new characters set in the same universes. The question is, can there be too many zombies on television? Well, according to my 8-year-old daughter, Sydney, absolutely not. She says, bring it on. The Walking Dead comes back for a fifth season October 10th, and personally, I can't wait. One other bit of movie news, or TV news, actress Rachel McAdams being eyed for the female lead on the second season of True Detective. Vince Vaughn and Colin Farrell reportedly will be the male leads. Rachel McAdams co-stars with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.